From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a pleasant good evening to you. We welcome you to historic McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina, the final road game of the 2024 season. For the Hickory Crawdads, a win last night, 10-4 over Asheville. They're going to try to see if they can win the series against this Asheville Tourist team. The final time these two teams will face off against each other as the Carolina League will welcome the Hickory Crawdads next season. Tonight a matchup. It's David Davalio. We'll get the baseball tonight. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll tell you who he's facing off against We'll give you the starting lineups and everything that you need as we get started on a Sunday night, Labor Day weekend, here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
We welcome you back to historic McCormick Field here in the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on the Sunday night. Typically, a ball game here at McCormick Field on a Sunday is a 1:05 start time. Tonight, it's going to get started a few hours later. It's Labor Day weekend. They're going to shoot fireworks off at the end of this contest. And weather permitting, we'll get the final road game on the docket, in the books, and ready for a move back to Hickory for the final six games of the regular season. I mentioned David Davalio. David Davalio, he's going to get the start tonight against the Asheville Tourists. Davalio is going to be making his fourth start, a 1-1 record on the year for the Hickory Crawdads. He'll be facing off against not Edinson Bautista to start. He'll be facing off against Jaime Melendez. Melendez is going to be the opener in this contest for the Tourists. That scratch was made at about 5 o'clock. We imagine that Bautista will be the next guy up for the Tourist. But Nate Shaver wanted to go with Melendez as the starting pitcher to get things going on the Sunday night. So we'll be giving you some information related to Jaime Melendez, who will be this evening's opener for the Asheville Tourist. Starting lineups tonight look like this. The Hickory Crawdads will have Dylan Dreiling leading off. He'll be the center fielder. Cam Colley will bat second. He'll be at shortstop. Batting third will be Arturo Disla. Disla batting third. He's the designated hitter tonight. Glider Figueroa is going to bat cleanup. He's over at third base. Jason Morbell bats fifth. He's in right field. Quincy Scott, he's going to bat sixth at first base. Batting seventh is Danier Cueva at second base. Batting eighth, Marcus Smith in left field. Batting ninth will be Cal Stark, getting his second start for the Hickory Crawdads. Second consecutive Sunday start, by the way, this evening against the Asheville Tourists. Jaime Melendez comes in making his sixth appearance of the season. He's not made a start. He has seen very limited action since making his way to Asheville. No record, no ERA, making that sixth appearance. Six innings pitched, two hits allowed, one run. It was unearned. He's allowed seven walks, two strikeouts, a 1.05 average against for Jaime Melendez. We flip the lineup card over. This is who Nate Shaver is going to roll out this evening for the Asheville Tourists. Narbe Cruz will lead off. He'll be the second baseman. Walker Janik will bat second. He's going to be the designated hitter. for the Tours. Luis Encarnacion bats third. He's in right field. Oliver Carrillo is going to bat cleanup. He's at first. Corey Morton is going to bat fifth in center field, batting sixth. Anthony Uezo in left field. Justin Trimble is going to bat seventh at third base. Fernando Caldera is going to do the catching tonight for the Tourist. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Alejandro Nunez. So that's the lineup again. Cruz, Janik, Encarnacion, Carrillo, Morton, Uezo, Trimble, Caldera, and Nunez. He's pitching this evening, of course, David Davalio. We mentioned that. He's making his fourth start. 1-1 record on the year. A 3.12 ERA. 17 and a third innings pitched here in Hickory. 18 hits allowed. 6 runs all earned. He's walked 5, struck out 21 for a 269 average against. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll catch you up on some South Atlantic League games, Major League games of note, as we get closer and closer to our first pitch here in the final road game of the 2024 season, coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
We welcome you back to McCormick Field. The final time that we will see this ballpark in this way, not just as the Hickory Crawdads, but this fan base, as this ballpark will go under reconstruction in various areas during the offseason and beginning next year in the 2025 season, as we are moments away from the playing of the national anthem as they have a full color guard here this evening. So we're going to go ahead and throw it down for the start of our colors presentation and our national anthem.
Its mission is to protect the lives and property of the city of Asheville residents, businesses, and visitors by minimizing the effects of fires, accidents, and all other emergencies. The Honor Guard joins us tonight to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. Fans, we ask that you please remain standing following the national anthem until the colors have exited the field. Transylvania County Sheriff's Department, Hope Hollingsworth, for tonight's presentation of our national anthem. Stripes and bright stars.
When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have the start of first pitch action on the Sunday night here in Asheville on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back here on this Sunday night. So glad that you could join us here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network as for the final time in 2024, we will have a road baseball game for the Hickory Crawdads as they'll be taking on the Asheville Tourists. The Tourists last night, a 10-4 winner. They took advantage of 3 runs in the third, 6 in the 4th, a big outburst in the 4th inning for the Crawdads as they would cruise, as it turns out, to the 10-4 win last night. As Florencio Serrano, he picked up the win. He was outstanding on Saturday night. That's his second win of the week for the right-hander for the Hickory Crawdads. As tonight, the Crawdads with an opportunity to win tonight, that would be the second consecutive series win against the Asheville Tourist. It would also complete a very solid record against this Asheville Tourist club, as they will have finished the 2024 season 14-10 against these Tourists. But we got to play the game, and tonight the conditions are very similar to what we saw the last time we were here on Friday night. A chance for rain, possibly a delay, something of that nature. There's been rain all over the area. Certain parts of Asheville I've seen, you see the wall of rain off in the distance. It wasn't heading this direction. I guess that's fortunate for us. But the reality is there is a slight drizzle that's been going off and on now for the last hour as soon as they open the gates. We'll see how that continues to play out this evening. I mentioned that Jaime Melendez is going to get the open for the Asheville Tourist. Originally scheduled was going to be Edinson Bautista. Bautista's not making the start. We're expecting him to come on after Melendez finishes his opening duties. Could be an inning, could be two, I don't know. But he'll face off against Dylan Dreiling to get things going here on this Sunday evening. Final game here at McCormick Field before this ballpark starts to undergo some significant renovations. So we get started at 6:06 this evening. 6:06, 75 degrees is our first pitch temperature. It's Dylan Dreiling, a 190 hitter with 5 RBI on the season, takes a strike. Ian Durkin is the home plate umpire this evening. Brandon Spivak is on the bases. Melendez, the 1-1 breaking ball, fouled straight back into the screen. As the count goes to 1-2. And now Dylan Dreiling is going to need a timeout. He's going to need some refresher on his hands as well as the bat. A little spray, a little quick-drying adherent to help him maintain his grip. As I mentioned, it's been raining on and off for the last hour. It's currently just drizzling in the slightest little bit. You can't see that because there is no video component to the broadcast here in Asheville. As that ball gets to the backstop, the count levels out at 2-2. We will get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment. We'll also update you on those scores from around the South Atlantic League and the major leagues. Melendez, is that breaking ball? Rolled out in front of home plate. Melendez will bounce a throw and unable to make the catch at first base. It's going to be the first baseman, Oliver Carrillo. We'll wait and see how that one scored. That's going to be an error on the Asheville pitcher, Jaime Melendez. As he basically spiked the ball into the dirt about 10 feet in front of Carrillo. So Dylan Dreiling is at first base as Cam Cauley steps to the plate. Cauley did not play last night. He's a 225 hitter with 11 homers and 34 RBI. We gave Melendez's numbers during the pregame show, but it bears repeating. This is a young man in six innings of work. I thought I had written it down improperly when I read it off during the pregame show. As the pitch is going to get to the backstop, getting to second easily is Dylan Dreiling. And Jaime Melendez is running into some of the early stage issues that he's had pretty much every time he's been on the bump. He has no record. He's got no ERA. A 105 average against. In six innings, he struck out just two batters. That's fine. That's not an issue. But he's walked seven hitters as that pitch gets way away from the catcher, Fernando Calderon, getting down to third is Dylan Dreiling. So a couple of wild pitches followed by the throwing error from Melendez, and there's a runner on third with nobody out in the infield already in for the tourist. As the pitch misses down, and it's going to be a walk for Cam Cauley. And that's going to bring up Arturo Dysla. Now, the circumstance for Dysla here is Dysla likes to swing the bat. He is typically ultra-aggressive at the plate. However, this may not be the moment that you want to do that. As Arturo Dysla will step to the plate with runners at the corners. Nobody out here in the first inning. A very precarious start here for the Asheville tourist. As the pitch misses down, Cauley's going to scamper down to second with a stolen base easily. For Cam Cauley, that's stolen base number 25 on the year. He's just two behind Yossi Galan, who is in first place on this active roster. It's the pitch from Melendez misses. And he is visibly frustrated with himself. Dysla has a 2-0 count with runners at second and third. And now everybody in the infield is back. Dysla takes a pitch and the count is now 3-0. And in an early stage of the game like this, giving up a run is not a big deal. But when you've got Dysla at the plate who hits the ball as hard as he does anyway, you really put yourself in a tough spot. You do not want to play up with him as Melendez is going to step off. As the Crawdads are knocking on the door early. As the pitch misses outside and Arturo Dysla walks, and that brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa is going to step to the plate with the bases loaded. Glider Figueroa last night was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs driven in. So we've got a throwing error and two walks on Melendez that has loaded the bases. The first pitch, a ball to Glider Figueroa. Figueroa comes in, a 222 hitter. 8 home runs and 18 RBI. The 1-0. Taken down. The count is 2-0. Now again, Melendez was supposed to be the opener for tonight. We found that out about 5 o'clock as Figueroa swings and misses. The count goes to 2-1. you would imagine that Bautista will be entering the game at some point, but usually if you're a starting pitcher, you're going through a routine. This goes against that routine as that ball grounded out to second. Cruz goes to shortstop. They'll get one out. A run is in, and the Crawdads are on the board. So Figueroa gets an RBI on the fielder's choice. Retired, heading to second is Arturo Disla. Dreiling scores. Cauley is at third. There's runners on the corners for Jason Morabell. Morabell had a big night last night. He was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. He also walked 2 times. 11 hits in the ballgame for the Crawdads. 3 players with multi-hit ball games. Sebastian Walcott, who's not in the lineup, had 3 last night. It's the pitch taken down. The throw to second, not in time, and Cam Cauley is going to score on the throw down to second. It's a glider. Figueroa steals second, and Cam Cauley decides to trail him home as it's now 2-0 in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. This is a less than ideal start for the Asheville Tourist. It's Morabell. Takes the pitch right down the middle for strike one at 93 miles an hour. Jaime Melendez is out of Puebla, Mexico. Last year was in Corpus Christi with the Hooks. A free agent signed back in 2019 is that pitch taken for strike two. 2-ball, 2-strike count with 1 down here in the top of the first inning. The Crawdads have a quick 2-0 advantage. So the pitch to Morabell is going to be lifted over to the third base side. And off the ricochet, a catch made by a fan who comes away with a souvenir. The pitch misses high, gets away from Caldera. Figueroa is going to get down to third on another wild pitch. The count runs full. Dowell Almonte is getting loose in the bullpen for the Tourist. Is Morabell's going to lift that one into the infield right on top of the second base bag as the catch is made there by Alejandro Nunez, and there's 2 down. And that'll bring up Quincy Scott. Did not see Scott last night. Quincy Scott, 218 hitter with 1 home run, 41 RBI. Scott takes a pitch inside. For the Crawdads, given the fact that they were basically given the bases loaded, you would like to score all 3 of those if you could. 2 is good. 3 is much better, especially in the first inning. It's the 1-0 pitch down the middle for a strike. The breaking ball taken for strike 2. Quincy Scott falls behind 1-2. So Quincy Scott will step back into the box and wait on the 1-2 pitch with glider Figueroa down at third. As Scott swings and misses, Melendez gets a strikeout out of what was a disastrous beginning. The Crawdads only managed 2 runs in the frame. We go to the bottom of the first. The Tourists coming to bat on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the first inning. Narbe Cruz to lead things off against David Davalio. Davalio 1-1 on the year with a 3.12 ERA, making his fourth start on the season for the Crawdads. So face off against Cruz, Janik, and Encarnacion. So the pitch from Davalio misses. Davalio 17 and a third innings pitched, 18 hits allowed. So the pitch taken on the inside edge for strike one. Six runs, all of those runs are earned. Five walks, 21 strikeouts. As Cruz lines one into right field, a bounce covered by Morbell, and it's a leadoff single for Cruz. And that'll bring up Walker Janik. Walker Janik, a first-round pick out of 2024 from Sam Houston State, former Bearcat. As he lifts that one foul into the seats. Janik out of Portland, Texas. Listed as a catcher. So both of the Texas Major League teams going with catchers in the first round. As that ball hits sharply out to Cauley. Cauley with the flip to Donyer Cueva to throw to first, picked by Scott. And it's a 6-4-3 double play. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can put a star beside of that one. Cauley fielded it on the glove side up the middle. Backhand tossed it to Cueva. Cueva then a little bit of an 180 spin. Threw the ball to Scott, and Scott picked it out of the dirt. Delightfully done by the Crawdads, and there's two down in the inning. That brings up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion lifts the ball out to left field. Marcus Smith is there, and that's a very quick inning, especially given the fact that there was a hit in the frame. But it's a scoreless first for the tourists. We go to inning number two, 2-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, Carousel Rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning. Daniel Cueva to lead things off. He was part of that 6-4-3 double play just a half an inning ago that was so delightfully done for the Crawdads. 2-0 lead for Hickory. Jaime Melendez still on for Asheville as the pitch misses high. Cueva thought about bunting in that situation, took the pitch high, a 235 hitter. No homers, two runs driven in. As Cueva fouls the pitch back to even the count at 1-1. Cueva playing second base today. Theo Hardy played second base last night. And well, Theo Hardy got a great call this morning, apparently, as Theo Hardy, as I got the announcement for transaction, he has been transferred to Frisco. So he has made his way to Double-A baseball. Congratulations to Theo Hardy. Is in a corresponding move. Avery Weems, a left-handed pitcher, is going to begin a minor league rehab assignment in Hickory. So I would imagine we'll see Avery Weems once fairly early in this upcoming homestand, and then another time possibly. Cueva is going to draw a walk to lead off the second inning. Three walks already allowed by Melendez, and that brings up Marcus Smith. The defensive alignment for Asheville looks like this. Anthony Wezo will be in left field tonight. Corey Morton in center. Luis Encarnacion in right. Over at third base, Justin Trimble. Alejandro Nunez as Melendez bounces a throw over to first. Nunez at shortstop. Narby Cruz at second. Oliver Carrillo is over at first. Fernando Caldera is the catcher. As the pitch misses high, it's the count 1-0. The pitch misses high. Marcus Smith, a 186 hitter with two homers and nine RBI. Smith takes ball three. The bullpen is back up and throwing again for Asheville, as you might imagine. Is it still Dowell Almonte doing the throwing? It's a strike from Melendez, works the count to 3-1. Dowell Almonte is throwing in the bullpen. Smith draws the walk on the pitch that was inside. Back-to-back walks will bring up Cal Stark. Cal Stark went 0-for-3 last Sunday. That was the win for the Hickory Crawdads that ended the series against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Jason Morbell's grand slam in the eighth inning that gave the Crawdads the come-from-behind win. Stark bounces that one out to Melendez. Melendez throws, and the throw is high and over the head. Stark's going to round first, head to second. One run's going to score. Marcus Smith's going to score. That ball's in the bullpen. Cal Stark's going to ease into third, and it's 4-0. That was a tough play that was going to have to be made there by Melendez. Now, obviously, there's going to be a throwing error. We know that, but are they going to give Cal Stark credit for a hit? And it doesn't appear that they're going to. So it's going to be an error that allows Stark to go all the way around to third. That'll bring up Dylan Dreiling, as the Crawdads now have a 4-0 advantage. And they're in a posture to keep piling on here. Dreiling reached on an error to lead off the ball game. It's Melendez, throws it right down the middle at 91 miles an hour for a strike. Dreiling holds up. Count goes to 1-1. Cloudy night here in Asheville. Rain is in the area. Right now it is not raining. As Dreiling's going to lift the pitch foul. They've got a fireworks show scheduled for after the game tonight. I'm really hoping that I'm going to be able to have my equipment packed up and I can beat some of this crowd out of here. As Dreiling's going to lift the pitch into the backstop netting. Another good crowd here at the ballpark. Almost 4,200 last night. No fireworks. It's the breaking ball from Melendez, misses down. The count evens at 2-2. There's every bit that size crowd here tonight. And this place doesn't really hold more than about 4,500 max. It's Dreiling. Laces that ball out to right field. It's going to be played by Encarnacion as he caught it. I thought it might have been a trap, but they gave him credit for the catch. Dylan Dreiling is going to score Cal Stark, and it's now 5-0. So it'll be an RBI for Dreiling. There's now one down in the inning. The Crawdads have put two up in the first and now three in the second. As Cam Cauley will step to the plate. Jaime Melendez wheels and fires. Cauley drives the ball out to left field. Is it going to be high and deep enough? It is. As it's going to hit the Corona Premier sign in left field as Cam Cauley leaves the yard at 6-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Cauley has home run number 12 on the year, and the Crawdads have a half a dozen run lead here in Asheville. My sweet mother. That'll bring up Arturo Disla. Cauley drove the ball out beyond the left field wall over the Rockstar Marble and Granite sign. Ironically enough, that's the sixth run for the Crawdads. The first hit for the Crawdads this evening. It's the pitch from Melendez, misses inside. Diesla Cuts on the elevated fastball, misses. The count goes to 2-1. Diesla ropes it through the left side of the infield. He's got himself a knock as he reaches for the second time in the ballgame. And that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. As the bullpen has stopped throwing for the Asheville Tourist. The pitch to Figueroa misses high. Figueroa takes the pitch outside. The count goes to 2-0. Figueroa, he reached on a fielder's choice, got an RBI in that two-run first. It's now 6-0 in favor of the Crawdads. As Figueroa's going to foul it back. So the count goes to 2-1. Figueroa lifts that out to center field, coming on as the center fielder, Corey Morton. Looked like he'd gotten a bad jump on it initially, but was able to come underneath the baseball, make the catch with relative ease. So there's two down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Morabell takes a breaking ball strike. As Melendez misses down. Diesla down at first, being held there. As Morabell can't hold up, as the count goes to 1-2. Melendez looks in, has the sign from Caldera. Diesla takes his lead as the pitch misses down. Two ball, two strike count with two down here in the top of the second. So glad you could join us on this Sunday night as the pitch misses outside. Now the count goes full. Arturo Diesla will now get a head start with the count full with two down in the inning. As Diesla goes, Morabell swings and misses, and that retires the side. But not before the Crawdads tack on four runs here in the top of the second inning. They lead 6-0. We'll go to the bottom of the second here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
6-0 lead for the Crawdads. Is stepping to the plate for Asheville will be Oliver Carrillo. Carrillo, Morton, and Wezo. Middle third of the order against David Davalio. A 6-run advantage for David Davalio. So his job is very simple. Pound the strike zone. A couple of solid innings for the Crawdads. Stavolio throws a breaking ball for a strike. And in doing so, he's got an opportunity to let his defense work behind him. Not give up any crooked numbers as the pitch misses high on the breaking ball. 2-1 the count. Last night, I mentioned that the Bowling Green Hot Rods beat the Greenville Drive. As the pitch is going to be fouled off to the first base side. That eliminated the Hickory Crawdads. So the only team left to eliminate for Bowling Green is Greenville, and they're going to have to wait a little bit to do that as they had an opportunity today. They lost 6-1 to the Drive as the Drive salvaged one game out of that six-game set. Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore today 6-2. Rome beat Greensboro 3-2. Of course, Rome is the next opponent, the final opponent that the Crawdads will see at LP Franz Stadium. It's the breaking ball taken for strike three. Carrillo knew it, and it's a strikeout, the first for David Davalio. And that's going to bring up Corey Morton. The defensive alignment for the Crawdads this evening, Marcus Smith in left field, and center field Dylan Dreiling, Jason Morabell in right field, Glider Figueroa at third, Cam Cauley at short, Donyer Cueva at second, Quincy Scott at first. Is that ball lifted high? To Quincy Scott in foul ground. He'll make the catch inside the first base coach's box. And there's quickly two down. Cal Stark getting the start behind the plate for the Crawdads. It's Anthony Wezo, the left fielder's making his first plate appearance for the Asheville Tourist in this ball game. .96 from Davalio, misses outside. Well, with a 6-0 lead, you would think the Crawdads certainly would be out hitting the Asheville Tourist, and they have. It's the breaking ball. They'll check down to first. Nothing happening there. The count is 2-0. They are. The odd thing about it is they have just two hits. The Cam Cauley home run was the first. Diesel's single through the left side. That was the other. As that ball bounced out to Cueva. Cueva finds Scott, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for David Davalio. We go to the third, 6-0 in favor of the Dads. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
On the pitch for the Asheville Tourist, Dawil Almonte. Dawil Almonte making his debut for the Asheville Tourist. A free agent signed from back in 2022 out of Puerto Plata, the Dominican Republic. So face off against Quincy Scott. Start the third inning. As that ball bounced back up the middle. Fielded at second by Narbe Cruz. The throw to Carrillo was in time. One pitch, one out. And that had to have been a welcome sight to the fans here at McCormick Field. Daniel Cueva will step to the plate, as that was a less than ideal start to this contest for the Tourist. The breaking ball misses down. Dawil Almonte, I was made aware of it when I got to the ballpark today around 3:45 that he was part of the new roster. Mentioned also Anthony Wazo. He's fresh to the club. As Cueva swings and misses, the count goes to 1-2. So Wazo here for the first time. Almonte here for the first time. And the first time will be the last time here in this ballpark, as they'll travel to Hudson Valley with the club next week. How about that? How about that for a final week of the year? You're not heading to the playoffs. Instead, you're going to Hudson Valley, which is about as far in the South Atlantic League as you can go. It's certainly not south at all. As the pitch swung on and missed, Daniel Cueva's a strikeout victim. There's two down here in the third inning. Marcus Smith walked his only time up. He would score in that four-run second as the pitch misses down. Almonte listed as 5'9", 187 pounds. As the pitch at 95 catches the inside edge. Back home on Tuesday night against the Rome Emperors. Big breaking ball there. That was a 12-6 curveball from Almonte to make it 1-2. As the pitch misses down. Two balls and two strikes the count. Of course, the guys have the day off tomorrow, both clubs, even though the Tourist may be making the trip tomorrow night. Maybe tomorrow afternoon, perhaps. As that ball's lifted into foul ground, Carrillo makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Dawil Almonte. We go to the bottom of the third inning, 6-0. Crawdads here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom third of the order for the Asheville Tourist here in the bottom of the third inning against David Davalio. It's Justin Trimble making a debut himself tonight. Trimble, 6'4", left-handed bat out of California, non-drafted free agent out of UC Santa Barbara. If I'm not mistaken, and I know that we've got some West Coast listeners, may be able to verify this one for me. I promise you I'm not Googling this one right now. This is my guess. I believe that UC Santa Barbara, I want to say they're the Gauchos. I always get them confused between the Gauchos and the Banana Slugs. UC Irvine may be the Banana Slugs. I may have that backwards. I don't know. Davalio has a 3-1 count to Trimble. Trimble looks like he can hit the ball a long way. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two. The count runs full. The pitch changeup nicely done by Davalio at 80 miles an hour. As Trimble swings and misses, there's one down in the inning. That's the second punch out for David Davalio. And that's going to bring up Fernando Caldera. Caldera was at first base last night when Garrett Gilmet had a pitch, got hit by a foul tip, and eventually he would leave the game. Caldera would go back behind home plate. It's the breaking ball from Davalio, taken for a strike as the count evens at 1-1. Caldera, 148 hitter on the season with a home run, 6 RBI, as he takes strike two. The fastball elevated. Caldera can't catch up to it. So that's going to be strike three. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Davalio. There's two down in the inning. That brings up Alejandro Nunez. So Nunez with two down steps in the box against David Davalio, who's been staked out to a 6-0 lead. The breaking ball, foul tipped into the mitt of Cal Stark, and it's 0-2 quickly. As the pitch fouled at home plate keeps the count at 1-2. Davalio's just working. Very effective. You've got the 6-run lead. You don't really have to concern yourself with the fact that a solo home run could get hit. So you can be around the plate as that pitch is fouled off the screen and into the Hickory Crawdads dugout on the third base side. It's the breaking ball. Got away from Davalio. The count evens at 2-2. Last night I talked about Asheville and their love of giveaway jerseys, promo jerseys, just like Hickory. It's the breaking ball taken for strike three. It's David Davalio strikes out the side. I'll continue that thought when we return to the fourth inning. It's at 6-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning, Cal Stark to lead things off. Cal Stark, his first time up, hit a slow roller just to the left of the mound. An error was charged on the at-bat. I still think they could have. Gone with a base knock and then the throwing error. But you're not at home, so you're not likely going to get that kind of dispensation. It's the breaking ball to Stark. Misses. Count goes to 2-0. It'll be Stark, Dreiling, and Cauley here in the top of the fourth inning. As Stark drives the ball to left field. Is that going to get up? It is. Cal Stark drives the ball up and over the wall, making it 7-0 in favor of the Crawdads. Welcome to the uniform, good sir. His first hit as a Crawdad is a long ball here at historic McCormick Field, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Crawdads. My sweet mother. And he gets a big smile from Dylan Dreiling as he touches home plate. Somewhere, somebody's playing Rocky Top here inside their home. As Dreiling fouls that ball off. Cal Stark, of course, played for the national champion Volunteers this past season, as now Nate Shaver's going to go out and have a conversation with the home plate umpire Ian Durkin. Cal Stark said, hey, you can keep that dribbler back to the mound. I'll launch a ball all over the left field wall for a solo shot. And in this ballpark, if you hit one to left field, you've hit a ball. You've hit a legitimate home run that's out in virtually any yard. Cam Cawley's is out at Fluor Field. It's out at First National Bank Field. It's out of McCormick. It's out of LP Franz. It was a legit home run. Cal Starks, no different. Now, at Fluor Field, Stark might have hit the top of the wall as he hit a line drive. I mean, he drilled it. As Dreiling is going to stay in the box, as that was going to be considered a foul ball. Nate Shaver tried to contend that the ball never hit Dreiling, and I have no idea. I'm directly behind home plate. Dreiling swings and misses. I mentioned a half an inning ago the fascination with jerseys here in Asheville, very much like it is in Hickory. These people are pretty rabid about their giveaway jerseys. However, there was one jersey here tonight that I think if you're going to celebrate the Labor Day weekend with baseball, this is how you do it. Breaking ball misses. A young man that just walked by us in the middle of the walkway wearing a Benny the Jet Rodriguez jersey from the Sandlot. That is baseball on Labor Day weekend. As Dreiling fouls the pitch straight back. That kid is being raised right. Kudos to the family. So Dreiling's going to lift that one over the rooftop and onto the hill behind the fencing here. As Dawil Almonte throws the pitch down, and now the count runs full. The payoff. Dreiling fouls it into the mid of Caldera, and there's one out in the inning. For Almonte, that's his second strikeout. There's one down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Cam Cawley. Cawley, he's got one of the two homers as he launched it off the Corona Premier sign in left center field. As the slider misses away. Cawley fouls the fastball back to the screen behind home plate. Here in just a moment, we'll make the broadcast interactive, give you an opportunity to reach out on the Sunday evening. We'll also take an opportunity to catch you up on Major League scores of interest. As the breaking ball catches the outside edge. Count goes to 1-2. Houston today beat Kansas City 7-2. Texas walked it off again against Oakland 6-4 in the 10th inning. Atlanta and Philadelphia, they're going to get started in a matter of minutes. It's the breaking ball taken for strike three. Cawley, second strikeout victim of the inning. And with two down, that brings up Arturo Disla. Disla has walked and singled. He's reached base twice, both times against Melendez. Salmonte throws a hard fastball, and Arturo Disla fouls it off. 7-0 lead for the Crawdads. Three hits tonight, two of them home runs. Oddly enough, the two home runs, Arturo Disla has a hit, but it's not one of the home runs. Disla drives the ball to left field. Is it fair or foul? It's a fair ball. Arturo Dizla, well, I spoke too soon. Now he's got himself a home run. It's his eighth of the season, and it's now 8-0 in favor of the Crawdads. As that ball curled around the left field foul pole for a long home run. There's a possibility he hit a mountain line with that one. As it's 8-0 in favor of the Crawdads. My sweet mother. That went a long way. It was just a matter of whether it was fair or foul. That'll bring up Glider Figueroa. Well, it has been all Hickory tonight. Figueroa is going to launch that ball out toward the bullpen area and the Angels picnic deck. I saw one fan actually charging the baseball, and that's not to be advised. Leave that to the pros. The 1-1. Pitch misses down. I mean, I pretend to be macho from time to time. Even I'm not foolish enough to make that mistake. It's the breaking ball. Taken for a strike. The count levels out at 2-2. We'll get interactive next half inning. The pitch. Figueroa lifts that one on the edge of the dirt. Trimble makes the catch to retire the side. A couple of solo homers from Cal Stark and Arturo Dizla has made it 8-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Darby Cruz to lead off against David Davalio, an 8-0 lead for the Crawdads as Cruz takes a first pitch strike from Davalio. Two runs in the first, four in the second, two now in the fourth. I've given Davalio a big-time lead here in the final game against the Asheville Tourist. Possibly forever. As these two teams separated by, at the most conservative estimation, an hour and 15 minutes. Once you get on 40, anywhere near Longview, it's basically an hour to the ballpark. It's the pitch at the knees, taken for a strike. Count evens at 2-2. You go up the mountain, I think it's exit 53, You take a left, you're here. Breaking ball. Cruz swings and misses. First out in the fourth inning. The strikeout for Davalio is his fifth. It's his fourth straight strikeout. And that brings up Walker Yannick. Yannick hit the ball sharply, but it was to the glove side of Cam Cauley, who was able to make the flip to Donyer Cueva. Quincy Scott made the scoop pick over at first to get the double play. Stavolio misses down. The count goes to 2-0. Stavolio misses. The count now 3-0. If you'd like to reach out to me this evening, there's one of three ways you can do so. Two effectively are the same through social media. The 3-0 count is a fastball at the knees for strike one. You want to reach me by way of email? That seems to be what many of you do throughout the course of this season. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. It's that breaking ball. Soft liner out to Cueva. He makes the diving stop, and there's two down on the busted bat. brush@hickorycrawdads.com is where you can send me an email. Let me know that you're tuning in this evening. If you've got a question, I'll answer it. If you want to talk about some of the Saturday night football games from last night, we can do that. As Luis Encarnacion steps to the plate with two down here in the fourth. As the fastball misses inside at 91 miles an hour. It's turned into a pretty pleasant, comfortable evening here at the ballpark, and it looks like the raindrops in the near term staying away as that ball's lifted into foul territory. Stark giving chase. That ball's not going to be caught. As it just about got a piece of Aiden Curry, he was able to get out of the way. Alex Silcott was patrolling the dugout to make sure nobody took a tumble. Cal Stark flipped his mask away, trying to get to the baseball at the dugout, and he almost took out David Davalio with the mask. Davalio had to do a little fancy jumping to get out of the way. It's Davalio, that ball bounced to third, fielded by Figueroa, the throw across. Scott stays on the bag, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for the tourist in the fourth. We go to inning number five. 8-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the fifth inning. It's coming in to pitch now. Edinson Bautista. So we thought we would see him after being scratched from the start. Well, we're going to see him. And I would imagine, considering that Edinson Bautista is usually good for five innings minimum, that we could very well see him go the rest of the way tonight. Bautista will face off against Jason Morbell, Quincy Scott, and Danyer Cueva. As the first pitch is fouled over to the third base side. It is getting cloudy here. And when I say cloudy, it's been cloudy all day. But the cloud cover is starting to darken a little bit, and it's not just because we're getting close to sundown. It's got a heavier feel to it in the atmosphere. As the pitch misses high. For this to become an official ball game, you've got to play another full inning. And I can't really imagine that either club's going to be trying to draw this one out. So these two clubs effectively playing out the string in 2024. Opportunities for players to finish the year strong, but this will have absolutely no bearing on playoff positioning. It's Bautista. Misses high as the pitch gets away from the catcher, Caldera. The count goes to 3-1. 8-0 lead for the Crawdads here on this Sunday night. As Morbell's going to foul it off, the count goes full. For those of you that want to reach out to me by way of social media this evening, you can do so two different locations. Instagram and X or Twitter at What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you want to follow me, that would be awesome. I will do likewise if you're not a robot. As Morbell lifts that ball high in the air, shallow right field, drifting back is Cruz. He'll make the catch, and there's one down in the fifth. And that brings up Quincy Scott. If you'll let me know where you're tuning in, I'll certainly give you the same greetings and salutations that I do for the folks that email. Anything to discuss? We can cover that too. Scott has struck out and grounded to second. That pitch got a piece of Scott. He's going to get down to first. And that'll bring up Danyer Cueva. Cueva walked and struck out in tonight's action. Cueva swings and misses. Edinson Bautista came into this action tonight. He was supposed to make his 16th start. Well, that doesn't happen. 6-6 record with a 5.13 ERA. 105 and a third innings pitched coming into this effort tonight. As Cueva checks his swing, count evens at 1-1. He's given up 88 hits, 72 runs, 60 earned runs. 50 walks, 97 strikeouts, a .227 average against. Cueva taps that back to Bautista. Has got one play, flips it to Carrillo, and there's two down in the inning. Scott gets to second, and that brings up Marcus Smith. Marcus Smith has walked and has popped foul to the first baseman. The offering from Bautista misses outside. Next Sunday, many of you folks that tune in are going to be in a little bit of a conundrum, perhaps, maybe a dilemma in the future, a week from now. as the pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Marcus Smith. For some of you, it's going to be the opening weekend of the NFL season. It's also going to be the final game of the 2024 year for the Hickory Crawdads. What do you do? I may have the answer. If you'll indulge me in a moment, I'll let you know how. As that ball misses outside. As Marcus Smith takes the pitch outside, the count goes to 3-1. Three ball, one strike count. Smith, broken bat out to first. Carrillo will race to the bag, touch it up, and that'll retire the side. We're halfway through here in Asheville on this Sunday night, an 8-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Oliver Carrillo, Corey Morton, Anthony Wezo, middle third of the order for Asheville, as David Davalio has given up one base hit in the ballgame, but he's faced the minimum through four. It's the first pitch from Davalio, taken for a strike. And I got a great email from a very dependable source coming up in just a moment that I want to cover. 8-0 lead for the Crawdads as Carrillo swings and misses. Earlier in the game, I started talking about California mascots. Got one right, got one wrong. And after I was corrected, I'm like, yep, you're right, 100%. Swing and a miss, Carrillo strikes out. So that is the sixth punch out for David Davalio in this contest. And that brings up Corey Morton. Naturally, Joanne Malaris would be the one that would give us all the really good information. You would anticipate that. So when you live in San Francisco, California, you're going to have a pretty good bent on what's happening with university nicknames. Especially when you got a kid in sports, it just becomes part of the landscape. It's the fastball. Misses up. The count evens at 1-1. Morton, he popped foul to first base. Quincy Scott caught it right in the middle of the coach's box. His only time up. Does he check? Does he hold? He did hold. Count goes to 2-1. I mentioned Santa Barbara. UC Santa Barbara which is where Justin Trimble played his college baseball, who, by the way, is going to bat fourth in this inning if he gets to that spot. UC Santa Barbara is the Gauchos. I got that right. However, I mentioned UC Irvine, and I hate that I missed this one, as the pitch was swung on and missed. Seven strikeouts for Davalio. There's two down in the inning. That brings up Anthony Wezo. UC Irvine is the Anteaters. I said banana slugs. That's not right. It's Santa Cruz. That's the banana slugs. And never having been out to Northern California, Simi Valley, Napa Valley, nothing of that sort. I simply didn't know. That ball lifted out to left center field. That's going to get down and off the wall. It's going to be extra bases for Anthony Wezo. And that's going to send Davalio one beyond the minimum. That's going to bring up Justin Trimble from UC Santa Barbara. Joanne Malaris mentions to me that in Santa Cruz County, where UC Santa Cruz would be, obviously, the banana slugs come out after rain. See, that's what I'm talking about. I love to inform you guys of things going around in baseball circles, stuff in the western part of North Carolina. But when it comes back to me from other parts of the world, that's great stuff. Thank you, Joanne. Really appreciate that. As much time as I spend involved in college sports, particularly basketball in the off season, I got to know this stuff. Because we'll be covering teams like UC Davis next basketball season as well. That's another school in the UC system. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening to the Malaris family. Davalio has the pitch fouled off, and he's going to have a conversation with Cal Stark. Here in an 8-0 ball game, two runs in the first, four in the second. The highlight of the second inning was Cam Cawley launching a solo shot. They scored two more runs in the fourth. That was Cal Stark getting his first Crawdads base hit. And then Arturo Disla hitting a ball almost back into McDowell County. It was just fair. That made it 8-0. That ball hit sharply out to Cawley. Cawley fields it in time to Scott, and that'll retire the side. The two-out double for Anthony Wezo goes by the boards. We've got an official game here in Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's Top of the sixth inning. Cal Stark to lead off against Edinson Bautista. 8-0 lead for the Crawdads. As Bautista has the pitch fouled back by Cal Stark on a check swing. Cal Stark 1-for-2 in this ball game. He scored twice. He reached on an error in the second inning. And then he hit a long home run, a line drive, a laser to left field. That made it 7-0 at the time. It's the pitch from Bautista, misses down. Six games in the South Atlantic League. Three have already gone final. Stark, that ball bounced out to third. Trimble to throw across in time. There's one down. And that's going to bring up Dylan Dreiling. Bottom of the third inning, Wilmington has a 6-1 lead on Aberdeen as Hudson Valley has a two-game advantage on Jersey Shore, a 2.5-game lead on Greensboro. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem, they're scoreless in the top of the third inning. Greensboro lost to Rome. Now for Greensboro, they're on the outside looking in to winning the second half of the North Division Championship. Doesn't matter. They won the first half. They're in the playoffs. Dreiling checks his swing. He holds up. Bowling Green got beat today by Greenville 6-1. Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore 6-2, so they make up a full game on both Jersey Shore and Greensboro. As they now have a 3-game lead on Jersey Shore with 6 remaining. So Rome, Hudson Valley, and Greenville all won today. Greenville has basically just held off the inevitable, if you will. As the lead now is 5.5 games with 6 to go. What that means is that Bowling Green would have to do something they haven't done all year, which is lose 6 straight ball games. Then have to play a final game because Greenville would have to win 6 straight ball games next week. I don't see that happening. As we do have rain falling as Cam Cauley steps to the plate, Dylan Dreiling draws the one out walk. I didn't realize it was raining until I saw folks started heading toward the concourse area. And it's not a hard rain by any stretch of the imagination. Cauley taps that out to third. Trimble with the play, the throw. It's going to be safe. That one probably should be a base knock. Trimble had a long way to go. It's going to be a hit for Cauley. That's his second base hit of the game. Runners at first and second, and that's going to bring up Arturo Diesel. Now, it looks dark enough all around the ballpark that I can see that this rain could get harder. But right now, nothing of the sort. It's the pitch to Diesla, misses inside. 8 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Crawdads. 0-2-2 for the Tourist. It's been a tough night for the home crowd. Stiesla dribbles that ball out to Trimble. Trimble goes the short route. The throw across in time around the horn. A 5-4-3 double play ends the sixth inning for the Crawdads. 8-0 lead for Hickory. We'll be back for the bottom of the sixth here in just a moment.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the sixth inning, David Davalio still on the bump for the Crawdads. And why not? He's been razor sharp this evening. As the pitch misses outside. To start the sixth inning against Fernando Caldera, Alejandro Nunez, and Narbe Cruz. Breaking ball from Davalio taken for a strike. It's dark at the ballpark. I don't necessarily see stormy weather in the offing. I don't have access to the radar, so there could be something coming in a moment as Caldera swings and misses. The count goes to 1-2. Right now, it's just a very light rain. Davalio. That ball's going to be tapped foul to the third base dugout. If the rotation follows what we've seen the last couple of weeks, Aiden Curry will get the ball on Tuesday. Paul Bonzagni will get the ball on Wednesday. Alejandro Rosario will get the ball Thursday. That'll be the first three games of the series. As Caldera swings and misses on 94 miles an hour up in the zone. A strikeout. A strikeout number 8 for David Davalio. This guy's just been dialed in. He's just been so good tonight. That brings up Alejandro Nunez. That ball rolled foul, first base side. Nunez struck out his only time up. Nunez swings and misses on the 81-mile-an-hour changeup. The count quickly moves to 0-2. Davalio breaking ball froze him up at the plate, two down in the inning. That was just filthy. And that's going to bring up Narbe Cruz. Narbe Cruz has one of the two hits in this contest. He's also got one of the 9 strikeouts in this game as well. Davalio, 92 miles an hour, fouled back into the screen. As that pitch gets the attention of folks here at the ballpark as it went all the way back to the screen. Stavolio misses. Count goes to 2-1. Cruz fouls that one to the third base side down near the bullpen where everybody is. Well, it looks like those guys are doing a little early partying or hanging out for the Labor Day holiday. They're just down there seated, enjoying themselves as that ball out to third. Figueroa fields, throws across, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for David Davalio. He has been unbelievable in this ball game. We've played six here in Asheville, 8-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the seventh inning, Edinson Bautista still on for the tourist. Glider Figueroa to bat here in the top of the seventh for Hickory. It's Figueroa can't hold up on his check swing. Falls behind 0-1. Bautista was the original starter, and he has certainly fared better tonight than the other pitchers ahead of him. It's the changeup. Cut on and missed. Figueroa getting the interest of everybody here at the ballpark, because they want him to strike out. They strike out, they get. He strikes out, they get free goodies. I think it's Bowberry Biscuits from Bojangles. And they will get Bowberry Biscuits. Swing and a miss by Figueroa. Strikeout for Bautista. There's one down in the seventh. The rain has stopped. Jason Morbell steps to the plate. Bautista throws a strike to open up the at-bat against Jason Morbell. In games like this, broadcasters do some really unusual things to occupy their time. As that ball's lifted out to left field, a stumble in left. Catch is made by Anthony Wezo, and there's two down. One of the things that I've started doing over the last 15, 20 years of broadcast is I've started playing a little game called Zip Code Baseball. And a night like this is perfect for Zip Code Baseball. So here's what I do. I take any five-inning stretch for a particular team that's put up a good number of runs. Breaking ball to Quincy Scott, taken for a strike. This one's easy. Two in the first, four in the second, none in the third, two in the fourth, none in the fifth. 2-4-0-2-0. Scott, that breaking ball misses outside. Count evens at 1-1. So I take 24020 and find out where in the world or where in the country that zip code is applicable. As the breaking ball catches the inside edge, as the count goes to 1-2. Tonight's zip code of interest for 24020, Roanoke, Virginia, up on the I-81 corridor in the Shenandoah Valley. Next year, this Crawdads team will be playing not too far away from Roanoke, Virginia. They'll be playing in Salem, Virginia against the Salem Red Sox as a member of the Carolina League. That'll actually be a beautiful trip. As that ball tapped to the third base side, Trimble Fields, off-balance throw right on the money. 1-2-3 inning for Edinson Bautista. We go to the stretch. 8-0 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Walker Yannick to bat here in the seventh against David Davalio. Davalio has allowed 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks. He's been sensational. He'll face off against Yannick Encarnacion and Carrillo. 2-3-4 in the order. As he's faced one over the minimum this evening. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 1-1. Doug Maurer gave me this nugget. Tonight's attendance, 4,269. I believe the number is Yannick swings and misses for a sellout is listed at 4,200 or more. This is the 14th sellout at McCormick Field this year in the 100th year celebration of baseball here in the Altitude City. 14th sellout in a season as that pitch misses inside. Count levels out at 2-2. 14 sellouts in what is 64 dates. They've had 2 washouts here. So that breaking ball misses down and the count runs full. So good for them as they'll begin renovations over the offseason that will cost the city and the organization about $50 million as that ball's going to bounce off the Century 21 sign and Yannick's going to be held to a single. Jason Morbell played that well. Last night I talked about how Morbell or any right fielder in this ballpark doesn't play a traditional right field. He plays more to the gap. Well, because Morbell was in the gap, he was able to cut off the ball that was hit off the Century 21 sign and hold Yannick to a single. So it's a leadoff single as Luis Encarnacion steps to the plate. That ball bounced out to Figueroa. Figueroa to Cueva. Cueva, they're going to say he's out at second on the exchange. It'll be a fielder's choice. And there's one down. And that's going to bring up Oliver Carrillo and Encarnacion down at first. With Encarnacion running from plate to first, Cueva, if he gets a handle on that baseball, might have had a chance up for the double play. If they get another ground ball, they'll get another opportunity, as Carrillo is not the fleetest of foot. The slider cut on and missed. Carrillo falls behind 0-2. One down here in the bottom of the seventh inning, an 8-0 Crawdads lead. They have led from the jump. The 0-2. So that works inside. It almost got Carrillo. As Carrillo gets a piece of that pitch. One down here in the bottom of the seventh. Quincy Scott holding on Encarnacion as that pitch misses down. Stark, the throw to second, not in time. It's getting down to second is Encarnacion on the wild pitch. And now that takes the double play off the table. Two ball, two strike count with one down here in the bottom of the seventh. It's the breaking ball. Misses in tight and the count goes full. So Davalio has the sign. Here's the payoff. Cut on and miss. Carrillo strikes out. That is strikeout number 10 for David Davalio. And with two down in the inning, that brings up Corey Morton. And it looks like Chad Comer's going to come and get the baseball from David Davalio. He has been so very good in this ballgame. Three hits allowed, no walks, 10 strikeouts. He's deserving of a lot of hugs and handshakes when he gets into the dugout. We'll come back to tell you who's coming on to pitch here in just a moment. An 8-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Jacob Matone is on to pitch for the Crawdads. Two down here in the seventh inning, an 8-0 lead. As Corey Morton steps to the plate, is that ball drilled out to center field, Dreiling on the track. He'll make the catch shy of the wall, and that'll retire the side. As Jacob Matone throws one pitch, gets us through the seventh. We go to the eighth. 8-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be right back.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Edinson Bautista on for his fourth inning of work against the Crawdads. Daniel Cueva, Marcus Smith, Cal Stark, bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. 8-0 lead for the Dads on this Sunday night. As this one's going to have to be one that I keep the scorebook, keep the sheet for the grandkids down the line. As Cueva swings and misses. One ball, one strike count. It's Bautista. Ties up Cueva. The count goes to 1-2. As this Crawdads club will play after tonight, 6 home games against the Rome Emperors. And then next year become a member of the Carolina League. As Cueva lifts that out to left field, coming on, making the catch in left field. As Anthony Wazo robs Cueva of a base hit. And there's one down in the eighth. And that'll bring up Marcus Smith. Smith 0 for 2 in the ballgame, a pop foul to first, a ground out to first, and a walk. So the Crawdads tonight, they scored 8 runs. With that, you would have figured that this team's probably got 10, 11 hits tonight. After all, they had 11 last night with 10 runs. Well, that's not the case. They've got 5. Now, they've reached base aplenty. I mean, it was a best-case scenario for the Crawdads from the first inning moving forward. Now they've just got to close it down on this Sunday night. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two. 1-2 the count. The Crawdads, 31-28. A win tonight, if they finish up, will be 32-28 with the six games remaining. They won 28 games all in the first half of the season. They went 28-38 in the first half. There's an outside possibility they could almost flip that number on the second half of the year. But even so, a 36-30 record, if they're able to pull that off, would be really nice. 35-31. I could go for that. Smith swings and misses. Bautista gets the strikeout. There's two down in the inning. As Cal Stark steps to the plate. 1-for-3 in the ball game. This Crawdads team will go back to Class A baseball, which is something that they had done for quite a long time. As that pitch is going to hit Stark, as he'll be over at first base. When the South Atlantic League was, in fact, a Class A league, the Crawdads had been there since 1993. As a White Sox affiliate, then a Pirates affiliate, then a Rangers affiliate. So when they made the change and the Carolina League became A-ball and the South Atlantic League became High A-ball, because those two had been opposite of one another previously, the league kind of split in half. Some teams stayed in the Carolina League. Others moved to the South Atlantic. The pitch from Bautista, breaking ball, misses outside. So, for instance, the rivalry that will return between the Crawdads and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, well, that'll be great for everybody in the Western Piedmont. It's just they'll do it in a different league. As the pitch misses down, Dreiling has a two-ball, one-strike count. The Kannapolis Cannonballers played their first year in the South Atlantic League as a member of the Piedmont Bullweevils, a Phillies affiliate. As Dreiling drives that ball deep to right field, and it ain't coming back. As he ran into that baseball, he's got his first home run in a Crawdads uniform. And the dads have gotten the double digits. My sweet mother. He hits the homer to make it 10-0. As that pitch was on the inner third, and Dreiling hit it a long, long way. Well beyond the angle sign. And now the crowd has pretty much seen all they want to see. If you're sticking around at this point, you're here for the fireworks. Callie. Fastball down the middle, taken for a strike. Yeah, Dreiling didn't get cheated there. That's a home run at Fluor Field, L.P. Franz Stadium, McCormick Field, Yosemite Park. Colic swings and misses at 91. The count goes to 0-2. 10-0 lead for the Dads. Six base hits, four of them home runs. Cauley, Diesla, Dreiling, Stark. And I know that all the Tennessee fans that are listening tonight, they're happy because that's the Rocky Top double. Both Tennessee players with home runs. Two ball, two strike count to Cam Cauley. Bautista misses down. The count runs full. If you're wondering where the Kannapolis baseball team came from, that would be Spartanburg, South Carolina. Ironically, they're going to get a team back in the South Atlantic League next year as the Hub City Spartanburgers. It's Cauley. Ropes that one down the line. It's going to be extra bases in the left field corner. It's Cauley rounds first. He's going to cruise in the second as he's got himself a stand-up double. That's his third hit of the night. He's a triple shy of a cycle. And that's going to bring up Arturo Diesla. As Diesla breaks his bat, and that's going to be a foul ball. As Diesla got his bat busted, they're going to be picking up splinters for a moment. He's going to bring a brand new piece of lumber to the plate as that ball fouled off his foot. And to me, that was a little more obvious than the one earlier in the game. Shaver's still contesting. And as far as Bautista got into Diesla's kitchen with that pitch, I can't imagine him breaking his bat that way and not fouling it off his body. So Diesla back in the box with a new piece of lumber and an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. That ball bounced out to shortstop. Fielded at short by Nunez. The throw across in time. The Crawdads get two runs in the inning. A two-run shot from Dylan Dreiling makes it 10-0. So we go to the bottom of the eighth here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Jacob Matone got out of the seventh inning. Throws one pitch. Gets one out. And he hands the ball over to Avery Weems, who's on making a rehab assignment with the Hickory Crawdads. Weems wearing number 18. Weems is a southpaw. 6 foot 2 inches tall out of Flagstaff, Arizona. A sixth round pick back in 2019. Sad ball. Hits sharply. It's out into right field. It's a base hit. As Anthony Wezo's got himself a second hit in the ball game. It's just the fourth for the tourist in the contest. And that brings up Justin Trimble. I didn't think that we were going to see Weems until Hickory, but here he is wearing number 18. Here in a 10-0 ball game. And the rain's starting to fall a little harder. And folks are beginning to scramble for cover. Of course, Trimble at the plate. Wezo at first. He's not being held on in a 10-0 ball game, as that's going to be tapped foul over to the third base side. The Crawdads just six outs away, unless rain prevents otherwise, from winning 4 out of 6 games here, finishing the series against Asheville 14-10. As the elevated pitch cut on and missed. There's one down here in the eighth. Justin Trimble, a strikeout victim. It's the 11th strikeout for Crawdads pitching. And that brings up Fernando Caldera. Caldera has struck out twice in the ballgame. And Weems throws a 92-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle for strike one. Was that ball? Lifted out into right field. Jason Morabell with the sliding catch. He'll throw it into Quincy Scott, and that's going to double up Anthony Wezo. So Avery Weems gets out of the eighth inning. We go to the ninth, 10-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Glider Figueroa to lead things off against Edinson Bautista here in the ninth inning, as Bautista has asked for the cleat cleaner behind the mound to be replaced or refastened to the back end of the mound. As the mound and the clay around the mound starting to cake a little bit in the cleats, and Bautista needs a little help with that. So we seem to have it right now, and we'll begin the ninth inning. It's going to be Figueroa to lead things off, followed by Morabell and Scott. A 10-0 lead for the Crawdads. Seven hits for Hickory in this ballgame, four home runs. Bautista misses inside. One ball, one strike count. It's Figueroa lifts that one out to left field. Hueso reaches up, makes the catch, and there's one down in the ninth. The order for Asheville looks like this. Alejandro Nunez, Narbe Cruz, Walker Yannick, 9-1-2 in the order for the tourist. The Braves have a 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning against the Phillies. That's one of the three games that we keep track of in Major League Baseball. The other two were this afternoon. Houston beat Kansas City 7-2. Texas walked it off against Oakland 6-4 in 10 innings. It's Morabell grounds to second. Play made by Cruz, throws to first in time, and there's two down. Quincy Scott steps to the plate. He's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He's been hit by a pitch. The pitch got Quincy Scott again. He's going to reach for a second time on hit by pitch. As soon as we're done here, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Break down everything that went down and set you up for Tuesday night in Hickory against the Rome Emperors. This Crawdads club's played 9 games in Rome. That all happened in the first month of the regular season. As the pitch is taken for a strike to Daniel Cueva. Two down here in the ninth. And it's raining pretty steadily. Now they're not going. They're going to try to finish this one up. At this point, if they have to put the tarp down, they're not going to trifle with a restart, I would imagine. That would be, well, that would be monumentally unfortunate. Because everybody that's here at the ballpark, they're here for one thing. One final look at McCormick Field in the old way as Cueva swings and misses. The throw to first in time. And they're waiting on fireworks. We're not waiting on fireworks. We're waiting for the Crawdads to get the win. Side is retired. We go to the bottom of the ninth. A 10-0 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Adrian Rodriguez is on the pitch for the Crawdads here in the ninth inning. He'll face off against 9-1-2 in the order. Alejandro Nunez, Narbe Cruz, Walker Yannick. Rodriguez on the season. We'll get to his numbers here in just a moment. Young man out of New York, New York, 39th round draft pick back in 2019. 3-1 record on the year for Rodriguez, a 6.18 ERA. Fastball at 96, taken first, or I should say cut on and missed for a strike. Nunez 0-for-2 in the ballgame with a couple of strikeouts. 11 strikeouts on the night so far for the Crawdads. Breaking ball, that's strike two. Rodriguez making his 34th appearance. He's got a save, 39 and a third innings, 21 hits, 27 earned runs, 52 walks, 69 strikeouts, a 151 average against. That ball's going to be tapped foul. Rodriguez misses down. The count goes to 1-2. It's Rodriguez with a nasty breaking ball. Cut on and missed. It's a strikeout of Nunez. There's one down. That'll bring up Narbe Cruz. Cruz got the first hit of the ball game for the Asheville Tourist. He was erased on a double play ball in the first. Since then, he's struck out and grounded out. It's the fastball at 95, cut on and missed. So Rodriguez misses end tied at 95. So the count evens at 1-1. Two other games going on in the South Atlantic League. They will not be done by the time we're done. Or at least that's my sincere prayer. The 2-1 fouled off. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The rain continues to fall here in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 10-0 lead for Hickory. They've led throughout. Two in the first, four in the second, two in the fourth, two in the eighth. As that ball lifted out to left field, Marcus Smith cuts it off. Narbe Cruz is going to have himself a second hit. And that brings up Walker Yannick. So Yannick steps to the plate. He singled back in the seventh inning. As he whistled a ball to right field over the head of Daniel Cueva. Rodriguez, the 1-0, breaking ball, misses inside. Fastball from Rodriguez misses outside. The count goes to 3-0. Cal Stark's going to go have a conversation with Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 6 foot 6 inches tall, 215 pounds. And the Crawdads trying to close up shop here on this Sunday night before the fireworks get started here at historic McCormick Field. Sad ball. Lifted to right field. Morabell up against the wall. He'll make the catch on the track. Cruz returns to first. There's two down here in the ninth. Where that ball was going, it's only 297 down the line. Yannick hit it 295. And that brings up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion, he had the only offense last night for Asheville as he hit a grand slam. It's Rodriguez. Cut on and missed by Encarnacion. Rodriguez, the 0-1, breaking ball, cut on and missed. So we're one pitch away from closing up shop here against the Asheville Tourist. The final time that these two clubs face off against one another in the foreseeable future. It's the pitch. Encarnacion swings and missed. The tag applied. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a 10-0 shutout win for the Crawdads. They win the season series 14-10. They win the series here at McCormick Field 4-2. When we come back, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to historic McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina, the final time these two clubs face off against each other for, well, what could be forever. We don't know. Unless something happens with the realignment of affiliations and leagues again, this could be it. As the Hickory Crawdads win 10-0 tonight against the Asheville Tourists. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could stick around here on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. In a game that took 2 hours and 20 minutes, the Hickory Crawdads get 10 runs on 7 hits, no errors, no runs on 5 hits, 2 errors for the Tourist. David Davalio gets his second win of the season. Jaime Melendez goes to 0-1 on the year as he pitched the first 2 innings of the ball game, and that's when the Crawdads got started. 2 runs in the first, 4 in the second. Cam Cawley, Cal Stark, Arturo Disla, Dylan Dreiling all hit home runs tonight as the Crawdads do what they did on Tuesday. Score plenty of runs, pitch a shutout. They end the series just as well as they started the series. They win the first 2 in this series, lose the middle 2, come back, win the next 2 to wrap up this 24-game series against Asheville, winning 14 out of the 24. As the Crawdads will now turn their attention to the Rome Emperors. That series will start at LP Franz Stadium on Tuesday. 6-game series. So we'll have it for you at 6:45. That's our pregame airtime, 7 o'clock first pitch. As the Crawdads, with the win, now have their 32nd win of the second half. It's their 60th win overall on the year. They are now 60-66 with the 6 games remaining in the schedule. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll put a bow on this Black Tie Transportation postgame show. We'll give you the final numbers from around the South Atlantic League, major league scores of interest as we put a bow on the road schedule here at McCormick Field. We'll be back in just a bit.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
Final segment here on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Let's go through these scores quickly as they're about to fire off the fireworks for the final time in 2024 here at McCormick Field. Major League scores, bottom of the fifth inning, Atlanta has a 2-0 lead on Philadelphia. Earlier today, Houston beat Kansas City 7-2. Texas walked it off against Oakland 6-4 in 10 innings. Minor League Baseball, South Atlantic League, end of 7 innings. It's a 7-1 lead for Wilmington over Aberdeen. Brooklyn with a 3-0 lead on Winston-Salem in the top of the 7th. Games that have gone final, 3-2 in favor of Rome over Greensboro. Jersey Shore loses to Hudson Valley 6-2. Greenville beats Bowling Green 6-1. Here, 10-0 was the final for the Hickory Crawdads over the Asheville Tourist. Don't forget to tomorrow, a day off for the two clubs. Rome comes into town on Tuesday, 6:45 will be our pregame air show time. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Aiden Curry should get the ball for the Hickory Crawdads. As we thank you so much for tuning in, really want to thank Doug Maurer and all the staff here in Asheville. Great hospitality. I really appreciate them allowing me to make my way here to cover some baseball on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. I want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas for helping me get everything squared away so I can make the trip here twice to this historic ballpark. I love this place. It's kind of a sad day for me knowing that I won't get a chance right now in the foreseeable future to be covering games here at McCormick Field. But I'll certainly say yes to the next opportunity I get. Fans, we'll see you Tuesday at LP Franz Stadium. 6:45 airtime for the Hickory Crawdads pregame show as they'll take on the Rome Braves, or the Rome Emperors, I should say. Until we're back with you Tuesday, have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun.